Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Rita Lee's Radio Rita. I'm your host, Rita. So I just talked to Dinky. Basically, Dinky says, if any of you want a good deal on a sweater, a coat, stationery, a dog or cat coat, sweater, or a blanket, check out Design by Dinky. .com, DESIGNSBYDINKY.com. Promo code is Readily's Podcast for free shipping. That's right, free shipping. So anyways, you know, that is something I wanted to share with you all. Now, one of the things that I do want to share with you all also is was just checking out woman who's in love with a guy. The woman is 91. You know, a woman is 91 and her partner's 31. And I'm going, 31? You gotta be kidding me. 60-year age difference? I thought there was cougars out there, but this just takes the cake, you know. So let's talk about a couple of things. I'm doing my spreadsheet while I'm doing dinner. I might have to do a second set of spreadsheets after dinner. But anyways, I want to talk to you all about a couple of things first of all. So as you know, in the second podcast today, we talked about, you know, the mental system broken, which, you know, it is for the most part on the grounds that, you know, they want to go after the boozers, the pill poppers, and the druggies over someone who's mentally severely ill. Now, like I said, hopefully Chloe can continue her therapy and treatments and we can not have any more problems with this cash assistance problem and other issues. So, yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be talking to Chloe about a couple things. Now, if she gets cash assistance, our dinner date's going to be sushi. I'm going to try it again. And that means I'm hoping Chloe, besides taking care of the her part of the rent, I'm hoping she pays about half the sushi bill. And we're going to be trying, that's right, sushi. Now, I think this is going to be an interesting experiment, you know. Because I, for one, think it's going to be an interesting, like I said, experiment. Now, I, for one, at sushi once with Dinky and my cousin, and Dinky's my cousin-in-law, and we had a wonderful meal planned, you know, and it was on a conveyor belt, and I think it was like $1, $1.50 a serving, but I gotta tell you, it was the most tastiest thing I've ever had. I mean, literally, it was like tasty, you know. And I mean, for once, I can say, you know, that it was tasty, but it wasn't my cup of tea, you know. But you know, my thing is, you need all these different sauces. You know, maybe you could use a ranch sauce with heavy amounts of garlic in it, you know. Bah, you know, I mean, I, for one, you know, will try again. You know, I told Chloe this time around we need to do the sushi boat because it's two of us. We got to try our luck, you know. And, you know, and I will, you know, try the sushi boat, you know. And we were looking at two places for sushi, you know, and you know, I'm trying to find out, you know, if I can handle it again, you know, and, you know, because it seems like an interesting thing, you know, so, but yeah, anyways, an interesting thought, you know, because it seems, you know, legit, and you know, I mean, I was just telling Dinky that you get for like $50-some, you get, you know, plenty of sushi, you know, and I was like, you know, that looks really badass, you know, and you know, I'm not really into sushi. The only thing is, if I'm gonna have sushi, I'm gonna have my part of the thing with no avocado. I just there's something about me not. I don't like avocado. You know, I mean, I could try it. You know, and see how it works. You know, I mean, but you know, with me, I'm kind of picky on my food. But you know, sushi depends on the sauces. You know, is what my uncle used to say, and I've only tried it once, so. You know, to get a sushi boat or not, that is the question, you know. Because if I'm going to do a sushi boat, I'm going to do a sushi boat, you know. And I have tried a sushi thing, like I said, on a conveyor belt that's really good. So, oh, back to what I was talking about. So, anyways, like I said, back to the other things is, you know, Dinky, she's like, ask Chloe, it's the polite thing to do. Even though a lot of people say, you know, I'm too good for Chloe, you know, and they're like, you're too good for Chloe. You need to get rid of Chloe. You're too good for Chloe. You need to be, you got rid of Chloe. You know, then, you know, et cetera, you know, and I mean, literally, I am too good for Chloe, as everyone says. But you know what? I forgive. I mean, Chloe doesn't forgive easily, you know. And me, I'm just like, hey, you know, I'm trying to live life, you know. And one of the things is, you know, looking into, you know. Yeah, it seems really, you know, really cool, you know. Forget that. And so, you know, really cool. And so, everyone's like, yeah, you need to try this, you know, you need to try that. Yeah, we'll just do it this way. There we go. So, two spreadsheets done, 52 to go, and I'm just, like, working away, you know, slowly, you know, and, you know. And then I want to get into Harvest Moon because it seems to be really cool, you know. But, you know, the sushi boat thing seems really cool, you know. Really, really cool. So anyways, on another thing, I might be taking a trip to Oregon soon with my cousin. My Oregon trip seems really badass because my cousin, Dinky, she messaged me about wanting to go to a titty bar. Now, for some of you out there, I've been to many titty bars in Portland, like all of them, as well as, like every brewery in Portland. So, you know, and, you know, Chloe is like, maybe I should just, when I'm there, just have soda, you know, because it's, you know, it's, not a good thing for me to sit back, you know, and, you know, and, drink. And, you know, because, you know, she's just like, you know, you have some problems drinking and, you know, being in, you know, drinking is, you know, you know, and so, you know, like I told Chloe, if there was a warrant out for my arrest, they would have arrested me here at home. So there's no warrant out for my arrest. People are like, oh, well, you know, thing is, you know, you have, you know, they have to come, you know, and deliver it. So they can't just sit there and say there's a warrant out for your arrest. They got to say, hey, you know, there's a warrant out for your arrest. Or, hey, we know, I mean, we know, you know, this. I mean, look, Chloe basically, you know, a lot of people sit there and, you know, and they're like, you know, they're like, you know, always saying, oh, well, Chloe, you know, Rita's this and Rita's that against Chloe. But the thing is my psychiatrist said, she said she testified because I have a good heart. I mean, look around. I mean, I'm sitting here already thinking about trying again with sushi, not just one place, but two places. the two sushi places here in town. I know Chloe's sitting there with her eyeballs getting bigger in the other room going, two places? Well, I want to try both sushi boats eventually. Maybe for my birthday, if I like the sushi boat, the affordable sushi boat, you know. But, yeah, it seems, you know, really cool. So, you know, my family's just, like, talking about the titty bar, and I'm just, like, waiting to get back to see what they have to say. Because, you know, if they want a titty bar, I'll go down to Portland just for the titty bar, you know. But I'm also going down there because of the fact that being transgender, it gives me a chance to leave my state where I can let my hair down and just can completely get wasted, you know, and not worry, you know. I mean, my family is, like, you know, awesome. You want titty bar? Let's go to titty bar. You know, I mean, I remember when my facial surgeon was done, I was healing, you know, and they're like, ladies, and I'm sitting there like, okay, and we went from one place to the next place to the next. I mean, it will cost me about $300 for to go, but, you know, I'm willing to, you know, I'm willing to take the trip just because it seems, you know, good, you know. And so, because I think it seems, fun, you know. Because of it. But back to the mental health problem. So the mental health people, you know, like I said in the last video, you know, you got these people sitting there. And, you know, they're mentally ill, and all of a sudden they go and they kill people. And there's warning signs out there, you know. It's like, yo, this person's mentally ill, and at the same time, he goes and has, like, 30 rifles, and he's in a you know, living in a hotel, and all of a sudden, you know, like they say, all of a sudden, pop, 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 massive collateral damage, and yet you got people that say, oh, well, you know, this doesn't happen, and that doesn't happen, and, oh, this person can't do it, and then it gets done. And people panic. And they panic. And then they say, well, why did this happen, you know? We need to ban guns, you know? As TJ would say, you know, the gun's not the problem. It's the mentally ill, you know? And I think TJ would say that because, you know, TJ knows we're both gun enthusiasts. And frankly, you know, I had to get rid of mine because I did not want the, young lady in the other room to get a hold of one, because what if she decided to go shoot up the hospital or a clinic? I mean, and you know, I mean, mine's locked up, but let's just say somehow she magically got into it and decided to take some pot shots and stuff. Next thing you know, the body count's rising because of it, you know, and I gotta explain, yeah, it was locked up. I don't know what happened, you know. And so, in the end, what do you get, you know? You get people barbecuing. Well, how'd this happen? Well, how'd that happen? Well, how'd that happen? Well, how'd this happen, you know? So you got all these people saying, well, how'd this happen? How'd that happen? How'd this happen? And you're sitting there going, honestly, I don't know, you know? And then people look at you like, honestly, you don't know how someone decided to take some pot shots and do all this damage. And you're sitting there going, I don't know, you know. And it makes you sad that you got to sit there and deal with these people that sit there and say, well, what happened, you know. And I, for one's like, why? What happened? What gives? What's the reward, you know? So, you know, with all this stuff going on, you got to ask yourself, you know, a few questions, you know. So, today, one of my business emails for tonight is I got an email company. I got two questions to ask them. One is I'm going to have to give them a direct data of, you know, if they didn't get back, email them directly and ask them about you know, the trade value of some games. I mean, literally, someone's going to enjoy something, you know, but and I'm just, like, really irritating, you know, at the people because, you know, it's... It's... I don't know, you know, it just irritates me, you know, that you got to sit here and every time you turn around, you know, it's like, yeah. So... And so everything looks around and you're like, yeah, that's great, you know, but honestly, it's not great, you know, see. So, my family, you know, she does, Dinky definitely needs a girls' night out. You know, it's like, yeah, sure, you know, we can score in girls' night out. Sounds like awesome, you know. So, so the beat goes on, you know, and so dinner is soon, and then after dinner, you know, like I said, I'm going to be doing I'll be doing spreadsheets tomorrow. By the way, I have this story to tell you. So, as you probably well know, well, damn, that's too expensive. Oh, good, here we go. So, a story for you goes is I was sitting around, and I was, sitting around, you know, and this morning I got a knock on the door, and I'm going, great. You know, because I'm always afraid, you know, I haven't broke the law, you know. You know, I'm afraid after that police beatdown, you know. It was like, do I really want to open the door? So I opened the door, and at first I looked out, and there was a woman, and I'm like, a woman? What, female police officer? Great. Female cop this time. Opened the door, it was a male lady. She says, oh, I have something for Chloe. So I said, oh, okay, cool, Chloe? Chloe, she's just out of me, like, mm-hmm. So I got it, and I said, hey, Chloe. She's like, what? I said, do you want me to do it now or later of purging your records from this place and reading them? She goes, can you read it now? So I go, and I go into the office here where I'm doing my podcast, and I sit down, and I look at all of it, and I'm just sitting there half out of it going, man, I could really use a snoozer, you know? You know, a snoozer. So I'm sitting here half out of it, mind you, half out of it. And finally I get done and I said, this isn't that bad. I mean, I went through it with Chloe and she woke up again, you know, and the same thing. You know, she's like, good. And I said, this actually looks really, really good, you know. And Chloe's like, right on, you know. And Chloe was really happy about it. We'll just do this. We don't need to worry about that one. So anyway, she's just in one of her moods. She just said, yes, I've been doing my moods. I make you key. So I go alphabetically. As you all know, these are just freaking perfect. So I'm not even bothering with these. I can just go buy them all and hold that. So, see, I'm trying to do the expensive pricing, you know. So, ha Oh, Dinky, you are so funny, sis. I love you dearly. So just remember, designsbydinky.com, designsbydinky.com. Tell them Moppy and Rita sent you, you know. I turned off the volume so I could talk to you without having, you know. Back in the day, you could code name something and actually pull it off. Nowadays, you can't do it, you know, but design by Dinky. So anyways, whoops. So yeah, I just want to laugh about that because, you know, Dinky's just humorous. It's one of those like cutesy private girly things between two sisters, you know, but still, you know, if Corey, you're listening to this, it's just too funny, you know, just to let you know, just too funny. So anyways, let's check on the time here. We have 21 minutes. So that means there's, what, 40 minutes, 20 minutes left of my podcast because I will be having dinner soon. When I have dinner soon, I will have dinner soon. 17 minutes. So 17 minutes to go. When it beeps, I will be finishing this podcast, and then I will be going out and having dinner and then doing Harvest Moon, which means I will be probably going and getting into my jammies early tonight, which means I haven't done jack diddly crap today. Now, mind you, being bipolar, or some say schizophrenia, or some says borderline, some of us people have a little problem with living at home, you know, like I do. And you sit there and you're like, this is cool. And then, you know, you're like, eh, who cares? Or, eh, why bother? In reality, you're sitting there going, I can go, I can go without a shower today. And, you know, that's the thing. You can go without a shower, you know, today. And, you know, so today it's like, yeah, well, you know, I mean, yeah, you're supposed to keep the vagina clean, which I do. Because, you know, being a post-operative intersex woman, you know, having it reopened and stuff. But the problem you know, sometimes you just want to be lazy, you know, and be like, yeah, that's cool. I'll take care of it. Oh. And so you're sitting there and you're like right on and deep down, you know, you're like, yeah, but did this one even get updated? I mean, I'm curious about this. I mean, let me look at that because that the new price is better than the used price. So, yeah, I mean, oh, that's why. All right, let's just go over to Light New, because frankly, I like to see what the Light New price is. All right. So anyways, like I said, I'm pricing out, doing my thing, and then afterwards, I will be going to rest. I had a lady, I got blocked on Facebook recently for... she was going around, you know, and she was blocked because she kept asking for gift cards. Oh, I need gift cards. I'm from California. It's like, you really need a freaking gift card, iPod card. No, these are the scammers that you just want to sit there and scrape your teeth and say, well, fuck you, bitch. You ain't getting help, you know. Instead, you're like, yeah, I really want to give in, you know. No. It's, you know, I talk about usual crap, you know. It's like, yeah, let's talk about usual garbage, you know. But I'm in the mood, you know, where that, you know, all is good, you know. Here we go. So, you know, what I don't do today, I will do tomorrow. Because, frankly, I have goals I want to get done. And those goals are, you know, really good, you know. And like I said, you know, and like I said, you know, I just don't think that I am going to be going to, this is really cool. Let's just skip this one. See, I'm already in G's because of it. So, you know, that's why I said I could probably get a lot of it done, tomorrow. I mean, we're only doing, you know, what we can in a certain time frame. Because, frankly, you know, like I said, I don't want to push myself. And when I do it, I am doing this set for Chloe, because Chloe has her own ideas. She's like, oh, yes, I have my own ideas. And, you know, Chloe's cool, you know. I don't complain, you know. I mean, yes, you know, like I said, the mental health system is pretty damn broken. You know, Chloe's sitting there rocking on my bed, which I got to make the bed again, which, you know, talking about a bed for a minute, Chloe and I are talking about moving to a bigger, a new area, a new place, you know. But the problem is, she decided to go fall asleep. So I'm going to have to maintain the kitchen because she fell asleep. Now, when it comes to, see, this is the thing, you know, Chloe basically got enough sleep because today we both slept in. I mean, like I said, I got up and got the mail and I was like Grizzly McRita, basically, you know, great, cranky. And I'm not talking like, I was like, you woke me up, you know, and being bipolar, you know, one of the things I was told is when you're bipolar, you have a lot of days where you're basically like moving fast and everything else. And then when it hits you, you basically fall on your ass and you just hit rock bottom by going to sleep for maybe a day or something. I mean, I must have slept a total of 10 hours, you know, and I was exhausted. I mean, every time I turn around, you know, I mean, yesterday we were in the heat, you know, and we were in the heat for a long time, you know, going to the food bank. And then, you know, they gave us some stuff, you know, fed us for one meal, you know. That's what usually the food bank does. And, you know, the other place we went to Wednesday, they weren't bad either, you know. It was like, okay. But yeah. So, but yeah, anyways, like I said, it's an interesting concept, you know, when you're, so I just told Dinky something funny, you know, again. You know, it's just me and Dinky, you know. But yeah, bottom line is, you know, when it comes to my sister, you know, it's, So I made a mistake there, but well, I'm going to type something to Dinky real quick, you know. You know. There we go. So I just told her, you know, we do need a girls' night out, you know, whether it be up here or down in Oregon. You know, Oregon's kind of hard to travel because it is, you know, as people say, it is kind of what it is, expensive, you know. You know, and a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, it is, you know. So my sister said she was working, so I might want to see if she's still working. Because I need to plan my birthday party up soon, or birthday, you know, list. And I got to make sure, you know, everyone's on the same page. You know, it's kind of confusing, you know. You're being a disabled, you know, a disabled woman, you know, and you're like, you know, you're like, you know, it's, you know, hard because you're like trying to live life comfortably. Instead, you know, you have to deal with, you know, everything else going along, you know, and it's hard, you know, I mean, you know, and a lot of people, you know, basically sit there and they say, hey, how hard is it, you know, for you to be looking after someone who's, like, really severely disabled, and it's like, it's not easy, you know, and that's something I'll bring up to you right now while I'm waiting for dinner is, it is literally, you know, not easy. I mean, I love Chloe dearly, but Chloe, you know, a lot of people sit there and say, oh, well, you know, you've done this and you've done that, but when I sit there and I spread out all the receipts for the last 16 months, they basically go, oh, you know, or this or that. I mean, I can prove myself over and over. I look after Chloe. I take care of Chloe. Everything I've done, I've done. And yet, at the same time, I hear these people basically attack me. And I'm like, I'm not dealing with it. I mean, look, Chloe basically wants to lose her mind. Let her. But you know what? She loses her mind. I'll still stay with her no matter what, you know. It's not easy. I mean, it is not, you know, easy. It's not easy being cheesy. So, but you guys get it. You know, I love all of you, you know, and because of it, you know, you all need to know that, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, I need to tell Tara something, too. I'm thinking about it. You know, Dinky's her name. Tara's her legal name. I just posted something. So some of you like out there, like TJ and Lexi, and Lexi gave me a blessing. Jenna was kind of like skeptical. I'm too fucking weak in Jenna's opinion, but that's because, you know, I'm disabled. And so, holy crap. Why don't we just do it this way then? Like, we're really going to get away with that. See, sometimes this happens, you know. Okay, here we go. So, like I said, I love all of you, and, you know, a lot of people out there are like, oh, well, I must be a weak-ass motherfucker because, you know, I have someone who's done a lot of the hurt to me. And, yeah, the thing is, like I said, you know, I am a woman who, you know, a woman who's basically there for all people, and I accept their faults, you know, and yet, at the same time, you know, the only time I don't accept people's faults is, you know, at times is when I am completely and thoroughly drinking a lot of, well, this is good, a lot of alcohol. So, you know, I'm already on H's, as you know, and I'm trying to clear up the H's. Let's just move this down. And as we're working, you know, this is, see, this is sweet. I mean, you could do these, and it's just, you know, this is where sometimes you go through all of it, right? And you're going through all of these, and you think, yeah, I could do this, but then you go get to, you know, you get like six or seven done, and then you get to another one, like an L's, and it's like, you're like, you get to somewhere else, and it's like, whoa, you know, I love, you know, how some of this goes pretty fast, you know, so when you get done in an hour, you're thinking, hey, this ain't bad, you know, but then you got other projects to do, which means, like, with me, when I play Harvest Moon tonight for the rest of the night, I will be playing Harvest Moon, talking to Chloe about, you know, the next projects I'm working on, which, you know, Chloe usually isn't really interested in my projects, you know, unless it has to revolve, I think, around her at times, but thing is, you know, Chloe's, me and Chloe's going to be talking about, you know, business and, you know, dinner, and I just want to keep it, you know. But the reason I'm not filing yet for a marriage license for some of you people out there listening is because we got a few more months until the Social Security hearing's over, and then we got to find out, you know, if it was for SSI and, or SSD and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And frankly, it is, you know, people are like, yeah, well, you need to figure that out. You need to figure that out, you know. And it's like, I don't need to figure out anything, okay? All I can tell you outright is the logical answer is what I am doing. And right now, you know, I'm doing spreadsheets, okay? Now, someone was telling me the other day, talking about the hospital thing again, you know, that, you know, they're like, are you sure it wasn't a show? No, it wasn't. I was completely wasted. I did basically go up there, you know, because I needed some help. I mean, and you know, the thing is, you know, being post-operative and intersex, they still want to treat me like a man. And that's not the case, you know. I am not a man. I never was a man. I was never was a man who wanted to be a woman. I'm all woman. I've always been all woman. And they want to basically discriminate. They're going to have a fight on their hands, you know. So, you know, but no, I just, you know, someone was saying that, it's like, no, it wasn't a show. What it was, you know, it was just, it was sad, you know. And you're sitting there going, you really got to deal with this. People go, oh, yes, we got to deal with it, you know, and it's like, no. I mean, I've read, you know, I mean, I got to talk to Chloe since she has an appointment. Why basically take the bus over to, you know, to the hospital just to get evaluated, which they'll just tell you to go back to this place, which they don't want her to go back to, you know. So it's like, well, what do you do, you know? Yeah, is there, see, when you go down the list, you're not looking for pricing, you're looking for, if possible, complete. So, then because of it, you're just going to put in the complete with a new price, which is a little more money, but you know what, it's better than, you know. So, yeah, I did something recently about several things, so. But you get the idea. And then, you know, when I basically do these videos, you know, it's, or not video, podcasts, it's to talk about random things on news spreadsheets, you know, and what's on my mind, what's eating me up, and, you know, people say, oh, well, what's eating you up? Oh, you're, that's eating you up? Oh, what's eating you up? You know, that's eating you up? And, what's eating me up, you know, is, you know, like I said, is some of these actions, you know, where people are, you know, and there's where the dinner is done. So, last spreadsheet for tonight. And I will be letting that cool, and then I will be shoveling it in with my with Chloe. You know, we each get our dinner, and like I said, it's really good, and you know, it is food. And then once food's done, I will be playing Harvest Moon the rest of the night with you know. And so there you have it, you know. So last entry, and then it's dinner time for all of you. But you guys get the idea. Tomorrow will be more spreadsheets. So. Hold on. All right. So, with that said, everyone, thanks for tuning in. It's all wholesome fun for the entire family. Please subscribe and add. Thanks for posting comments and suggestions, feedback. Hit like and subscribe. It's wholesome fun for even the dogs. Thanks for listening in, Buttercups.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.